It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The COVID-19 pandemic has been financially devastating for Iowa's universities. Canceled or modified sports seasons, coupled with an additional $8 million in cuts from the State Board of Regents, has meant that the universities are faced with making serious cuts. This has meant budget cuts for two of the premier performing arts venues in the state. We'll talk about budget cuts at Hancher Auditorium in Iowa City in a few minutes, but we're going to start with C.Y. Stevens in Ames. And there's been some confusion in the last day or so about what's going on with C.Y. Stevens. First, Iowa State University Athletic Director Jamie Pollard said in a letter that he would recommend indefinite closure of the 51-year-old auditorium. Then ISU President Wendy Winterstein made a statement that said that the university is committed to working with the athletic department to keep C.Y. Stevens open. To help us understand what's going on, we've invited Tammy Kuhlbeck, Executive Director of C.Y. Stevens, to talk with us. Hello, Tammy.
Good morning, Charity.
Thank you so much for being here. I'm sure this has been an incredibly stressful week for you. Help us understand where things stand with C.Y. Stevens right now.
Well, we are still operating as if we are remaining open. We're still putting shows on the books for 2021 and prepping our email to our subscribers, letting them know where our fall events stand and what we've moved into 2021. Basically, all of our series shows have been moved into 2021, either the spring or the fall season. We have been doing outdoor events and actually did open up in mid-July with all of the COVID safety protocols in place, and have been hosting dance competitions and dance recitals in July and August. So, in next week, we actually will be having actors will be coming in our community theater because we're trying to help out the community as much as we can as well in fighting through this pandemic and trying to keep arts organizations alive. And so they're coming in with a very limited attendance, socially distanced. So we're still moving on. We're hosting the flu clinic and the blood drive for the university because they can't go to the Memorial Union because the Memorial Union is, you know, classes, right, doing classes there. So, you know, I think, as Chuck will probably tell you too, that we're just, this pandemic's a new normal, and certainly as an arts venue and supporting arts organizations, we're trying to do everything we can to keep our doors open.
Now, of course, a lot of people are saying, why would the athletic director of Iowa State University be able to say that C.Y. Stevens should close? And that has to do with a restructuring that took place just a year ago. Right?
Sure. Yes. Back in August of 2019, the Iowa State Center, which is comprised of the Scheman Building, the Fisher Theater, and Stevens Auditorium, moved out from under the Senior Vice President of Finance and Business Services over to the Athletics Department because I'm sure you can read that. They felt that that was, with the entertainment complex, that the athletic department was looking, was doing a feasibility study on and looking to build here would better support those three buildings. And then on July 1st of this year, so there was a five-year contract that finished up on June 30th, and then on July 1st, Stevens Auditorium was kind of separated from Scheman and Fisher, and there's a contract with the company I work for, VenueWorks, that is managing Stevens Auditorium for the athletic department.
So what was your reaction when you learned about this letter from Athletic Director Jamie Pollard?
It was a surprise. I think that they were concerned about making sure the news didn't get out before they were ready to announce it, but it did catch us off guard. We had a good July. We actually put some money in the bank, and looks like that was going to be in August. And our staff had been doing rolling furloughs, took pay cuts, so we were trying to do everything we could to be as less impactful on the university budget and athletics budget as we could.
So this letter comes out, and of course there were news reports about that, and people who work for the organization responding in a heartbreaking way to the idea that this institution, 51-year-old auditorium, which is a, if you're not familiar with Ames, it's an iconic building, and it's also just an incredible performance space. The acoustics are kind of legendary, and it's a wonderful place to enjoy performances. So you get this word that the athletic director is recommending the closure, and then Iowa State University President Wendy Winterstein makes her statement that the university is committed to working to keep the organization open. So where do things stand in this moment?
Well, I think that we all realize the importance of the arts in the community and the importance of Stevens to the entire university campus. I mean, we have over 1,000 students that just in the music department that use Stevens Auditorium for their performance spaces. You know, we host the 4-H conference and the FFA conference and Odyssey of the Mind. So I really, you know, I mean, we certainly serve as a venue that attracts students to the campus because of the stature of the building. And so I think it's just a matter of making sure that we're letting everybody know, you know, our story and how valuable we are. I mean, it's funny. I had a colleague send me a note that just basically said, we are the loaves and fishes of the college campus. And because we try to make it look easy, it becomes an expectation rather than the true miracle it usually is that we operate on a limited budget and yet try to do, you know, do a lot for the community as a whole, especially as in the importance of the arts.
Now, of course, we have seen budget cuts at all of the universities, and the University of Iowa, probably the most high profile in cutting four of the sports teams at the university because of the incredible losses from the football program. And I was having a conversation with someone yesterday, and she said she's just stunned to learn how much of the university at the University of Iowa and Iowa State University is dependent on the income from the football program. Is that something that people outside the university maybe don't really grasp?
You know, Charity, I'm not the one to speak to that because I am not 100% sure of how the athletics programs and their revenues at Iowa State. I can't speak to Iowa at all, but at Iowa State, I know that athletics is part of the university, but they really manage their own budget. They do that. And we've only been under kind of the financial responsibility of athletics for about 9 weeks. That started on July 1st. So I'm not sure I'm the right person to answer that question, but certainly if the university had to go in and start picking up athletic expenses, it would definitely be, you know, a strain on university budgets. I mean, I think that that's, you know, college athletics is such at probably most universities that they kind of operate under their own umbrella. And that is very helpful to university campuses that have, you know, probably those Power Five conferences that's the ability to happen because of TV deals and, you know, ticket sales.
I've been seeing editorials pop up all over the place in support of C.Y. Stevens. And of course, many people love this auditorium so much. Are you feeling optimistic about the future?
Yeah, I have to be because the other way is not really the way I want to wake up every morning. So I do believe that there is a way out. I mean, I think that once, you know, the pandemic is just devastating across so many lives, and certainly the event industry, which includes athletics and the performing arts, the live entertainment industry has just been rocked. I mean, we closed our doors in mid-March, and a few of us have been able to open with smaller events, but certainly not what these buildings were built to do and their, you know, infrastructure and their overhead, we need to have events. So I am hopeful that we will work this out. Again, we're such a small part of anybody's budget, and our donors are out there ready to support us. And, you know, I think that, you know, yes, I'm hopeful.
Well, Tammy, best of luck to you, and thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
Tammy Kuhlbeck is Executive Director of C.Y. Stevens Auditorium at Iowa State University in Ames. And Hampshire Auditorium in Iowa City has an amazing comeback story. After being lost in the floods of 2008, the beautiful new facility has only been open for about four seasons. The pandemic closed down performances of all kinds, and Hampshire had to cancel many events. Then in July, word came that the university would cut their budget by about $1.5 million a year, no longer covering the salaries of the staff. Chuck Swanson is Executive Director of Hampshire Auditorium, and he's here to talk about the future. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning, Charity. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today. And you didn't get that kind of a terrifying letter from the athletic director that C.Y. Stevens in Ames did, but the news that your budget would be cut by $1.5 million at a time when it's impossible to hold live performance events, the kind that you were designed to host. What was your reaction?
Oh, Charity, it was devastating. For almost 50 years, we're a little bit younger than C.Y. Stevens. The University of Iowa has been our most generous annual donor. And so, along with all of our other wonderful donors, this has given Hampshire the opportunity to really garner a national and international reputation as one of the leading university presenters in our country. And we take our role very seriously, our academic role as being part of the university. And in terms of teaching and learning and student success, and so over the years, we've developed relationships with world-class artists, you know, such as Yo-Yo Ma and Wynton Marsalis, and the Joffrey Ballet, American Ballet Theater, Renee Fleming. And so when this announcement came, it really just, first of all, it was a surprise. I really wasn't expecting it. But also, it really just made us realize as a staff that the only way we're going to go about this, and it's going to be over a period of time, Charity, it's by 2024, that $1.5 million, which to us is a lot of money, it's going to require course-altering action. And so we've put our heads together as a staff, and in the next 4 months, we're going to be doing a work plan looking at everything possible in terms of raising more revenue, cutting expenses, you know, program changes. And, you know, I'm worried it might be a new Hampshire, and that really concerns me after this rich, wonderful 50-year history.
Well, and of course, the pandemic is still raging. So what does the Hampshire season of 2020-2021 look like right now?
Well, we just, I'm on a real high, Charity, because we just had our first virtual experience last night. We presented Step Africa. They're a stepping company from Washington, D.C. And going back to the mission of Hampshire, this was focused on a historical event called the Stonel Rebellion, and really looked back at the African-American history, and in terms of some of the racial strife that they have been through. And so it was about a 30-minute taped performance followed by a panel discussion. And, you know, the discussion itself had academics from Columbia College and from Yale, and then the founder and artistic director of Step Africa, along with our Iowa City mayor, Bruce Teague. So it was really, I hardly slept last night. I was so excited to once again be bringing audiences together with artists, and especially really looking at the arts as a way to learn, looking at the arts as a way to have hope. Right now, we need the arts really more than ever. We need people coming together, and we need the arts to really understand a lot of the difficult situations that are happening in the world today. And I don't know. I just, we miss it. We miss it very, very much. And then to add the budget woes to all of this, you know, it's hard to swallow.
of course, Hancher and C.Y. Stevens are not the only performance arts spaces that are struggling. All performance arts spaces in the state of Iowa are struggling, and probably everyone who is even emotionally invested in the spaces in their community knows something about that. What are your concerns, Chuck, as we move through this pandemic and we look at the future? Are you worried that arts are being permanently damaged by what's going on right now?
Well, you know, Charity, as I said, we need the arts now more than ever. I'll never forget after 9/11 in New York City, the arts thrived. The arts, I think, you know, were stronger than ever before. I think during this time, I think we're learning a lot as presenters. I belong to a group, it's called the Major University Presenters, and these are like 19 presenters from around the entire country. And we talk together, you know, misery loves company, oh, I would say a couple times a month. And, you know, this has given us a chance to really think differently about how we present. And even last night was a wonderful example. We had this, you know, we were the lead commissioner for this event called Stono. And for about a week, I started thinking, you know, we have our performances in Hancher, and there are people around the entire country and around the entire state that I want to experience Hancher and be a part of it. Well, last night, we could do that because people from all around the country could check in and watch this event. So it's giving us a time also to really talk to artists and to really find out once we come out of this, through all what we're learning through the virtual presenting and also the time that we have now to allow to discussion and really focus on the impact of the arts. I have a hope, Charity, that once we all come back, once that curtain rises again, that we're going to be stronger than ever. I'm really kind of more concerned about how Hancher is going to make it through in terms of losing the funding. But there again, I think the pandemic has really, and I think people really miss the gathering. I mean, I hear from our dear friends and our donors all the time about how they miss that being together. Yeah. They miss that common experience. And so I'm very optimistic.
Well, Chuck, we are out of time, but thank you so much for talking with me today, and best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you, Charity. Thank you very, very much.
Chuck Swanson is executive director of Hancher Auditorium. They've had a $1.5 million budget cut from the University of Iowa they learned about in July. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.